With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. Montana Governor Steve Bullock said that the State Health Department is pursuing legal action against several businesses in northwestern Montana after they failed to follow a mask mandate and other restrictions meant to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. The new cases include 173 in Yellowstone County and 112 in Flathead County, where the businesses face legal action. The state also launched a new website to allow people to submit complaints against businesses and events that do not comply with health directives. Montana broke a record today with 932 new reported COVID-19 cases in counties across the state. That's nearly 200 more cases than the last record of 734 new cases a week ago. More than 9,000 people are infected with the virus, and nearly a quarter of them are in Yellowstone County. Three more people have died since the statewide update Wednesday, bringing the total number of COVID-19-related deaths in the state to 278. 353 Montanans are hospitalized. The most recent state data shows nearly 1,200 of the COVID-19 cases through last Friday were associated with schools. 70% of schools in Montana report active cases during the last 2 weeks. More than 880 cases have been associated with Montana's 14 universities. The Montana Supreme Court yesterday rejected a last-minute legal challenge to block a ballot measure to legalize marijuana sales to Montanans 21 and up. The decision came 2 days after the group Wrong for Montana filed the complaint. Initiative 190 establishes a 20% tax on non-medical cannabis sales and directs that money to the general fund and other programs. Opponents argue it violates the state's constitution because initiatives aren't allowed to appropriate funds. Montana Supreme Court justices didn't rule on the merits of the argument, saying only it failed to show the necessary urgency to be heard at that level. Justices suggested plaintiffs first take it to the district court. Wrong for Montana, Steve Zabawa.
It's not that they don't want to rule on it, just said it's not the right time. Go take it down to the district court, make a decision, then you can bring it to us at that time.
Zabawa tells Montana Public Radio he expects the complaint would be filed to the district court level by the end of today. The Montana Supreme Court's decision didn't surprise Dave Lewis. Lewis is policy advisor for New Approach Montana, the group working to legalize recreational marijuana. New Approach dismisses the complaint as a frivolous long shot.
This is kind of an old tactic to file lawsuits to try and confuse the voters. It's been done before. It'll be done in the future.
With less than 2 weeks until Election Day, nearly 290,000 Montanans had cast their votes as of yesterday. Absentee ballots were sent out October 9th. Following last week's announcement of a COVID-19 outbreak at the Montana State Prison in Deer Lodge, Jess Sheldahl with YPR News reports inmates with the disease are not being isolated from the rest of the population.
Over the past week, MSP has conducted over 500 tests, which confirmed 81 positive cases, or nearly 6% of the inmate population as of Thursday. MSP started a quarantine lockdown on October 16th. Jim Salmonson is warden of MSP.
The positive cases that are currently inside Montana State Prison, clinical services knows who they are, but our correctional staff don't. So we're kind of assuming that all of them are positive.
Salmonson says inmates are mainly confined to their cells, which can house up to two people. Units consisting of 17 to 24 people are allowed 30 minutes per day for recreation and brief phone calls.
What it looks like, it looks like they're locked down a lot, unfortunately, and that's based on we've got to keep them together as much as we can since they live together. Social distancing is kind of hard to do in a prison because they live with each other.
MSP houses a little over 1,400 inmates and employs about 700 people. The prison has a maximum capacity of 1,600 inmates. According to the Montana Department of Corrections website, 39 staff have tested positive for COVID-19. Recent testing in response to a coronavirus outbreak at Crossroads Correctional Center in Shelby resulted in 225 positives, a 43% positivity rate among inmates tested. For YPR News, I'm Jess Sheldahl.
Montana is about to get a blast of winter weather, the likes of which have never been recorded in mid-October. Forecasters say the powerful storm could have a major impact on early weekend travel and eventually usher bitterly cold Arctic air into the region by Sunday morning. Edward O'Brien reports.
The early season winter storm is on track to roll through Montana starting Friday afternoon. The National Weather Service describes it as a high-impact weather event, Meteorologist Trent Smith.
This storm system is unprecedented.
The powerful Arctic storm is going to play out in three separate acts. Act 1 begins Friday afternoon. That's when the front pushes into northwest Montana. Local snowfall amounts of 2 to 4 inches are possible, with 4 to 8 inches in the Mission Valley. Higher amounts are possible in the mountains.
And then Friday evening, that snow really starts shifting southward, more over west central Montana. Missoula is anticipated to get upwards to 4 inches of snow. So a big concern is that evening rush hour, and pretty much the whole I-90 corridor from Lookout Pass down to Garrison Junction.
More snow is likely late Friday night. 3 more inches could accumulate in Missoula for a possible total of 6 to 8 inches. Great Falls could get a foot, with 11 inches in Billings, 7 in Browning, and up to 8 inches in Miles City. The system's second act, the wind, arrives in northwest Montana Friday night and spreads south and east throughout the evening. Some gusts could reach 50 miles per hour, creating blizzard-like conditions.
There are still plenty of trees out there with leaves that are well attached, so any hefty snow on that could actually cause some tree branches to break, causing power lines to fall down.
The system's third and final act, bitterly cold temperatures Sunday and Monday mornings. According to the National Weather Service, many locations could see lows that would even be records for the first week of November, let alone October 25th and 26th. The potential exists for double-digit negatives along the Continental Divide and single-digit negatives for the rest of western Montana. We'll see a return to warmer, far more seasonable daytime highs in the 40s by Tuesday. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.